Dave Reinigan is joining us, comedian, educator, probably in that order too, is joining us here on the program. Dave, welcome.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. Well, Dave, we've talked about so many different things, but it seems like we've talked about how our lives have changed in the last several weeks when you've joined us here on the Connection Show. But a lot of folks are playing games now and at home playing games, and you and I are going to play a game, right?
Right. Well, then, not just playing games. I think the games we're going to talk about are the social media games. People, it's really interesting. You know, people are stuck inside. They don't know what day it is. They don't know what time it is. Nobody sleep, or some people are sleeping 8 hours. A lot of people are sleeping 2 hours at a time, or whatever. And what a lot of people are doing is they've turned to social media, and they're on Facebook or they're on Instagram or whatever. And one big thing on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, and one big thing I see that is actually kind of fun is that people play these games, and usually the game types of games, it's the here are three things about me, one of them's a lie, here are five people I've met, one of them's a lie, and it really combines two of my favorite things, Bill. It involves solving a mystery and talking about myself.
Nothing better than that. You're absolutely right.
What could be better than that? And you get to, you know, one of the fun things about it is that frequently what you'll do is people will guess, and you wouldn't want to put the guess out for everybody to read. So you message them privately, and it gives you a chance to have a chit chat with people that you might not ordinarily chit chat with.
All right.
But yeah, you want to hear mine?
All right, I don't want to sound like Gene Rayburn here, but let's get this game underway.
Okay, we got two games. Here's the first one. Here's three things about me. But one of them's a lie. Guess the lie, and then go post your list on your feed. So guess the lie out of these three, Bill. You ready? Number one, one afternoon, John Stamos walked into my dressing room. Number two, at an organized baseball game played by members of the media, I hit a ball off the left field wall at Fenway Park. And if anyone's interested in extrapolating, I hit it from the batter's box. In the actual plate, I didn't hit it from second base like some people suggested. And then the number three is I once hung up on Rodney Dangerfield.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
I'll give it to you again. Number one, John Stamos walked into the dressing room. Number two, hit a ball off the wall at Fenway. Number three, hung up on Rodney Dangerfield.
All right, gotcha. Okay. So you and I have talked about some of this, but I actually, I'm going to go with hit the ball off the wall at Fenway Park, that's not true.
You think that's not true? Nobody is impressed by my power, and you're correct about that. Yeah, that was not true.
Okay, because it's kind of a cheat on my part, Dave. I'm going to give you mine here. So let's see here. I've got to. I'm giving you four. Okay, even though I've numbered them three twice, I'm going to give you four. You have to pick the lie, right?
This is the three twice is throwing me off.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I'm looking at what I typed you. All right. So here, one of these is not true. I once batted against Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Feller. Two, former Bruins coach Don Cherry and I once rode on the same bus side by side. Number three, I celebrated in person Bill Bradley's birthday. It's in August, by the way, I believe. And number two. My second number three is Larry Bird once called my cell phone by mistake.
Wow. That's, I'm going to go with the Larry Bird. I think Larry Bird would never call you, even by mistake.
You're right. That's true. You got it. Yeah.
So how did you ride with Don Cherry?
Well, I was covering the NHL Stanley Cup Finals on radio, and Don Cherry and I rode over together on the press box from the hotel over to the stadium in Chicago, I believe it was, or Pittsburgh or Chicago. Yeah, he had his bright red trench coat on that day. He was fantastic. We'll talk about that on another day, but we got to move on here with the time-wise here.
Sorry.
Yeah, in fact, next time we'll share the story behind the story on some of these notes. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
All right, so let's do the next one here.
We're going to do five because...
You've got it.
On Facebook, it'll be five, and sometimes it'll be 10 for the sake of the fact that our brains are small. We'll do five for time's sake.
And that's just for the listeners. It's not because of our limited brain size, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. As Bill points out, the listeners have limited anyway.
Well, I mean, it's not that they're probably smarter than us. I'll grant them that, but it's just hard to follow along on the radio.
That's smarter than us. That's high praise, Bill.
Oh, man, they just said, oh, I don't need these guys. What an insult they are to us.
Name five famous people that you have met. Now, this is my list. Number one, Ted Williams, legendary hitter. Number two, Michael Dukakis, presidential candidate. Number three, Donald Trump, president of the United States. Number four, Frankie Valli, singer. And number five, Brad Delp, the late lead singer of the band Boston.
Well,
I feel like
I've cheated on this because I know a few of these things, I believe, but I'm going to go with Donald Trump. You have not met Donald Trump.
That's correct. I feel like a failure that I wasn't able to bluff you, but that's one of the reasons I threw in Brad Delp with this one, because Brad Delp was not on my Facebook thing, although I have met him. I did meet him a couple of times.
All right.
But Donald Trump, I thought, was better. On my Facebook post, I put Obama. Everybody guessed Obama was the line. But I figured Trump was, he was a celebrity. He was around. It would have made sense that I would have met him. But anyway, so that's mine. Is those five. How about your five?
Okay, so here are the five famous people that I've
come in contact with or seen in person. Let's put it that way here.
That's to be a formal introduction.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't have to be talking about my family with them, those kinds of things. Tony Bennett, legendary singer. Jim Rice, legendary baseball player with the Red Sox. Legendary golfer Tiger Woods. Lyndon Johnson, president of the United States. And former Miss America Lee Merriweather, who also starred in with Barnaby Jones, whatever that show was.
More important, she was in Batman. She was Catwoman. She was one of the many, many Catwomen.
Yeah. All right. So which one of those?
Probably. All right. I think I'm looking at this and I'm thinking Lyndon Johnson is the one that you didn't meet. That's a lie.
Okay. I got you. I actually saw Lyndon Johnson at a rally, a political rally back many years ago. I was a little kid, but he came to my town and spoke. And, you know, at a big park, but spoke. But I saw him. So,
You saw him. Did he shake your hand?
No, he didn't. But no, he didn't. So, I mean, so you're saying that it's not, you know, you saw Donald Trump, but you didn't see him in person either.
I didn't. No, that was a lie.
Right.
That was a lie.
Brad
Delp, I went in his house twice, once his house and once his apartment. And Ted Williams, I talked hitting with. And Mike Dukakis, I interviewed. And Frankie Valli, as you know from my story, he got me into the garden to watch his concert under very strange circumstances to him. All right, so I'm looking at your list, and I'm going to guess if Lyndon Johnson wasn't right, Tony Bennett.
No, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. Oh, I probably shouldn't have cheated on that. But you know the other two anyways, right? So
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right, we're both – so we figured out that that you're very good at this and I'm very bad.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know the rules as well as you do, I guess. I'm not great at games because I don't like to follow. I don't know the rules. Yeah.
I should say one other thing, and this is one of these things I've heard. I was going to check with somebody who was younger and therefore much more knowledgeable about social media than I, but I am told that some of these games, they want you to cut and paste things and share things and all that. I'm told that some of this stuff is data mining. So you want to kind of keep your head up about that and educate yourself about what you do want to play and what you don't want to play. But this one is obviously just something you don't have to cut and paste it. You just rewrite it and put it on your Facebook thing and you'll have everybody guessing, and you'll get to see what kind of a liar you are.
Well, let me speak for all of the listeners out there that are still with us. Dave, we thank you, and thanks for doing this for us. Yeah. We'll do this at home as soon as the show ends. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dave Rattigan, comedian, educator. I'm Bill Newell here on Connections.